Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, this is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And listen, I don't get everything right, Jades. We get pretty close, but I did say the Rockies would win this series against the Giants. I just felt like it was a weird series and the Rockies were going to somehow take advantage of it. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Just took a shot in the dark. Jerry Schimmel joining me now, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. And Jerry, you know what? After the sweep against Washington, you were starting to worry a little bit. We knew the San Francisco series. We know San Diego's coming up. That was going to be tough, but the Rockies winning this series, I don't know. It gives me a little hope. There's a little life. There's a little juice with this Colorado Rockies team.
Well, I think any time you go into San Francisco and win two out of three, I mean, that team has been so dominant at home for so long, you got to feel good about yourselves. And you know what, Brady did all the things in that four-game series against Atlanta that they didn't do, and they got good pitching, they got timely hitting. The starting pitching was especially good. The bullpen fluttered a little bit in game two, but not terrible. So, yeah, they just sort of put things together. But you know, we know that it always starts with starting pitching. And to get three performances like that, really from three guys who had been struggling before that, you've got to feel great about getting two out of three.
Well, and Jerry, what I like about that on the starting pitching side of things is Austin Gomber. You saw it with Marquez, too. They both had not really rough starts, but not ideal starts in these games in the series. Gomber, you know, found himself down 2-0 early. Then he settled down, similar to what we saw with Marquez, who found himself down 3-0 early, and they settled back down. I think that's a great sign moving forward.
Yeah, I do too. And I think especially with Marquez, because we've seen that, Brady. You have too. He gets down early on, and he just seems to lose it. He just loses it mentally and physically, can't find the strike zone, can't locate his pitches and all that. So I think for him to bounce back after giving up those runs early on and just settle in and then just be the old guy that we have seen for so many years, just be that steady. So he gets in that groove and just steady and is able to get outs, get strikeouts, get ground ball outs. That's what we saw after that first inning in that game one. So I think you're right. Just wonderful to see that. Not only to see him pitch well and get a win, Brady, but the way he did it, like you described, coming back from a rough first inning.
Talking to Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. How about Charlie Blackmon, Jerry? This was a crazy series for him. I mean, for the most part, he was sensational. He had the error in game two of the series, which proved very costly. I'm still not quite convinced that the Rocks pull it off in that situation. But outside of that, Blackmon looked like the Charlie Blackmon of old.
He did. That swing is coming around, isn't it? And it's such typical Charlie Blackmon. You know, makes an error to contribute to a loss in a game, then bounces back the next day with three hits and two doubles and drives in a run. And you know, all the things that Charlie is so good at, resiliency and bouncing back and just forgetting about a tough game like he had defensively. So, yeah, it was. You know what's interesting, too, is that usually in that situation, Charlie comes out. There's a different right fielder. It's usually Grichik or somebody in right. Charlie stays in and makes the error. But I know he had a great week. He had a great 3 days. He didn't start one game but came off the bench at that three-run home run. So really good to see Charlie swing the bat well in that series. And really go back to the homestand, he was swinging it pretty well. So that's what the Rockies need. Offensively, they've been sputtering a little bit. They need Blackmon, who's coming around right now. C.J. Krohn's hit a little bit of a rut right now, but they need to get that offense back, especially here in this series against San Diego.
Yeah, I just think that series was so important for this team. You know, it really felt like maybe the wheels were starting to fall off, but they're pulling together. They get it's not, as you said, it's not easy. It's very difficult to go to San Francisco, especially for the Rockies, and pull off a win, let alone a series win. So to me, that kind of keeps this Rockies team above water. Huge series coming up against San Diego, which starts tonight. You have San Diego leading in that wild card race. And again, it might be too early to start really looking at the race, but the Rockies are at a crossroads here, Jerry. I mean, a lot of fans like to throw out the June swoon kind of deal. This is a heck of an opportunity for the Rockies to kind of climb closer back to that 500 mark.
Yeah, no question about that. It's obviously a big series. You play well in San Francisco. You want that to carry over into San Diego. We know the Padres have a lot more firepower offensively than the Giants, at least at this point, the way they're playing. But the pitching for San Diego has just been lights out. I mean, it's as good as the Dodgers when you look at when you break the numbers down. So you know this would be a tough series. San Diego is playing really well. They're coming off a series victory at home, coming off a series victory on the road before they got home. So they're rolling right now. They're getting healthy. And I think, though, the Rockies are excited about their team. Excited about, obviously, winning in San Francisco, winning a series for the first time in literally three seasons in San Francisco. And a lot of times that'll carry over. And they got a guy that's probably been their best pitcher or starting pitcher this year, Chad Kuhl, hitting the mound. So I think they feel good. They feel confident going into this four-gamer.
Yeah, it's amazing what a one series will do for you, especially a team that had your number for what was the streak, Jerry, before they broke it a few weeks ago? What was that streak at with San Francisco?
They had lost six in a row on the road in San Francisco, and they had not won a series since June of 2019. So it's been and they lost like 20 of their previous 26 against the Giants overall. So yeah, to break a couple of streaks, to break a couple of trends was really huge for the Rockies in those three games.
And what does that do for you mentally when you're able to get over that kind of hurdle? And then how that helps you with your outlook going up against a tough team in the Padres? Like you said, they're feeling good now. It's all it takes sometimes is a series like that to really help you turn the page and try to dig yourself out of this hole.
You know, it's interesting. I said, I think on Sunday, I thought it was not during our broadcast, but I think I told somebody, some media member on Sunday, I said, you know what, sometimes it's just good for the Rockies to get away, to get on the road. And you get away from the altitude, you get away from the mile high, you know, a little easier to breathe and they come to sea level. But the most important thing is sometimes, and I saw this in the NBA for a long time, Brady, you go on the road and the team has fewer distractions. You go on the road and you got teammates rather than family you have to tend to, and you just sort of bond a little bit. You come together on the road, and I think that's what happened with the Rockies. They had Monday off. They had that off day in San Francisco. We left after the game on Sunday, and just to kind of get away, it was a tough homestand. You get swept by Atlanta, so you're not feeling good. But you get on the road, you sort of bond a little bit, you come out and you play well and get two out of three from San Francisco. So people think I'm crazy when I say this, but because there's always that Coors Field advantage. But sometimes getting away from Coors Field is not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it's hard to disagree with you. Talking to Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, I have to ask you about the pitch calm, because I was at the beginning of the season, I was pretty vocal about it. Like, don't trust robots. You just can't do it. We've seen a couple of instances now where, you know, players have had a hard time hearing, or I think it wasn't in that San Francisco series when the catcher like lost it. He couldn't find where it was. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I'd like the concept, and just talking to the guys that are using with the Rockies, not everybody uses it. They like it. They think it simplifies the game a little bit. It makes it easier. And I forget what pitcher told me that he said it's just simplifying things, so it's less that I got to think about. And I like that. Keep things simple as a pitcher. And you can concentrate on executing a pitch rather than, okay, which pitch do I throw and how do we get that communicated? There's a runner on second, so we got to change the sequence of signs with a catcher. I'm thinking about that rather than executing my pitch. So a lot of the guys that I've talked to on both sides, on opposing teams as well as the Rockies, like the concept. Now, it's the first year of implementing it, Brady, so you're going to have bugs, and you got to work them out. And I think there'll be changes to it. I think there'll be changes to the device itself, maybe how it's used a little bit. Right now they're just kind of working through it. But I think overall the guys like it. And the great thing about it is it's not mandatory. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to use it. You can go back to old school if you want. But I kind of like the concept, and I like it because the catchers and the pitchers that I've talked to also like it.
Yeah, I mean, that would kind of put the argument to bed there, right? If the catchers and the pitchers are liking it, then, you know, who am I to say different? I saw that movie iRobot with Will Smith, Jerry, and I just don't trust the robots. If we ever go that route with the umps, I'm gonna be worried about your safety out there, my man.
Well, I appreciate that, because you're the only one that's worried about my safety, so I appreciate that. Bro. No one else is.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies. Jerry, what do you got going for Amazing Americans? I don't know how you're able to balance it still. You're all over the place every single day doing games. Love hearing you. Of course, we're carrying the games here on KFKA, and you're still putting together that wonderful product that we also air here on KFKA, Amazing Americans.
Yeah, Brady, you'll know this guy, Ryan Spielborgs, former Rockies player, outfielder, now broadcaster on TV, and a friend of ours. And Ryan lost his mom in 2009, I believe it was. And he just tells a story about trying to play Major League Baseball while his mother is fading away. And it's just it's a poignant story. And there's so many of us, there are listeners that are listening right now that have lost parents, and it's never easy. But trying to play Major League Baseball for two seasons while you watch your mom deteriorate, and she's right there in town with him, and it goes to the ballpark, goes to see her, goes to the ballpark, goes to see her, trying to get her off his mind, trying to get baseball off his mind, just tells this beautiful story about his love for his mom and finally her passing away and how he handled that. So he tells us he's a funny guy. He's got a great sense of humor, and he mixed that in, but got very emotional too a couple of different times. So just tell him the story about losing a parent and trying to play Major League Baseball while it was happening. So I'm excited for people to hear the story. He really tells it well.
Wow. It's such a powerful show. So many powerful stories that you highlight there. So yeah, certainly looking forward to that. Not an easy discussion at all, but you do such a great job with that show, man. And again, we were talking about it yesterday. We were sitting in the in our little break room listening to the game yesterday, going, man, it's great to have Jerry Schimmel back on those Rockies games, man. And you know, we're going to have you back on UNC Bears basketball too, so I'm excited about all of the future stuff coming up, everything you're putting together, man. We're happy we can be a part of it.
I appreciate that, Brady. It's just been such a fun relationship. I told you this on the air and off, but you and Tanner and everybody there, Brian, the whole gang, has just been such a blessing to me. So thanks for the encouragement. Thanks for the support. And you know what? I'm already looking forward to UNC basketball again. I see all these recruits and this new talent coming. It's going to be a fun year. They've lost some talent. But I think it's going to be a fun season again. Steve Smiley's getting after it with recruiting, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and you know, first mission was to make sure Dalen Kuntz comes back, and he's back. So that will be very interesting to see how that one progresses. I'm looking forward to it. Jerry, I think we're going to be at the Rockies game next week, too. The rumor is I'm bringing Tanner, Brian, and another friend up here, too. So we might just bring the whole KFK staff down at one point. It could get crazy.
Hey, let's go. You guys are good luck. Every time you show up, we win. So let's go.
I think it's me, to be honest. Not so much Tanner or Brian. I think it's definitely me. So don't tell him
Tanner.
I said it.
Yeah, it's definitely not Tanner. I can tell you that.
Definitely. He's golfing today, by the way. He didn't even show up to work. He's out golfing. So, he's bad luck.
I had to talk to Brian this morning by Brian himself, and it was great. It was awesome not to have Tanner there.
I know. I love it. I heard it. I was like, oh, there's something missing. It's beautiful. I love it. No, Tanner does a great job. Jerry, my friend, appreciate you. We'll be looking forward to this call tonight. Let's see if Chad Kuhl can get the job done.
All right, Brady. Thanks for having me on, my friend. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. Let's see if they can take care of the Padres tonight. What do you say there, Jay? I don't have the same feeling that I had yesterday, by the way. I don't have the same feeling. So I do have a feeling about game four tonight, though, between the Boston Celtics. You like the Boston? You like that? And the Golden State Warriors. There's no accent there. We'll talk about that coming up next. 38 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.